What's On Your Mind Friday edition, Flag Day Friday. Are you flying the flag today? A lot of these tractors at Tractor Trek are doing just exactly that. I see one North Dakota flag, but a lot of them have U.S. flags flying proudly. It's kind of fun. Tractor Trek is a 12th annual event here in Bismarck. We're at Buckstop Junction today, and I'm looking through the list here, folks. And all the different vehicles, there's some interesting, I'd forgotten about the Oliver brand. Remember the Oliver brand? There's Oliver tractors here. There's a co-op. There's a custom. Of course, Massey Harris, Minneapolis Moline. There's, you know, tons of Alice Chalmers, lots of John Deere's, a few Farmalls. It is, international. Got an international in there. What else we got? Trying to see if there's any I've not forgotten. Massey Harris, did I mention Massey Harris? Yes. The Farmalls. I love the Farmalls. Those are fantastic. About 144 in all that are here. And the folks from McQuaid Distributing and Central Market, Touchstone Energy Cooperatives. And we mentioned Base Electric earlier. Folks from Northwest Tire. The official thirst quencher is the Southwest Regional Water District. Official fuel sponsor, Missouri Valley Petroleum. Halfway sponsor is the Schlosser Home Contracting folks. Dakota Community Bank of Trust sponsored the goodie bag. The Rolling Hills Restaurant, the lunch. The flag sponsor, the folks from Chesapeake Seed House, Giant Snacks and Cashwise Foods, the snack sponsor. Budweiser and Bud Light, the official beer. And the Puckler Chevrolet, the support vehicles providing those. Farm Credit Services, Amanda, and the coffee sponsor. The Ramada Limited of Bismarck, the hotel sponsor. So, isn't that fun? Pepsi's the official soda of the 2013 K-Fire Radio Tractor Trek 2. Anyway, we're live and on location. I want to know what's on your mind on this Friday, so you can weigh in as well. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. You can email us studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com as well. On 550 K-Fire, on AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo-Moorhead, on KCJB 910 AM in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, KTGO in Tioga. Let us know what's on your mind. Flag Day today. It's also Father's Day weekend and Tractor Trek. And what's not to love, Steve? There's just way too much going on.
You know, some great sponsors here helping out with this as well. You know, we talked with Dennis Gadd from Touchstone Energy. Of course, that reaches into the heartland and where a lot of these consumers, owners of the tractors are here with Tractor Trek. Also, Puckler Chevrolet helping out today. A lot of great people pitching in to help Tractor Trek be a wonderful event. And this is the 12th annual and looking forward to doing it the 13th, 14th, 15th.
There should be a Tractor Trek everywhere.
There should be. In a setting like this at Buckstop Junction, for those over in the eastern part of the state, you might think along the lines of Bonanzaville in West Fargo. It's similar to that.
Our broadcast today is coming from the Lewis Hotel. The Lewis Hotel was once located in Tappan, North Dakota. It will be 100 years old, this building, next month. Next year. Yeah, so it's pretty cool. And they have a lot of really neat stuff here. They have a blacksmith shop. They have the Northern Pacific Depot that was out at Sterling. They have a caboose. They have a boxcar. They have Andrew Miller Farm Museum. It was the Bismarck Lumber Company building. A standard service station. The James Foley home from Bismarck, Rusk Auto House. There's a number of homes and farmhouses. Capital Aviation is here. This was evidently out at the Bismarck Airport in the 30s. The Lean School. The Bethel Lutheran Church from Coal Harbor, built in 1916, is here as well. We mentioned the Fort Clark Post Office is across the street, so pretty neat. Anyway, one of the questions we're asking today is whether or not we could solve everything wrong with America if, in fact, we had more farm and ranch common sense. That's what I think, anyway, and I want you to know whether, I want you to tell me whether I'm normal or nuts. Let's get to the phones. Rich in Minnesota, you're next on What's On Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Rich.
Hi, yeah, I'm just, like the comment. I grew up on a real small farm in South Dakota, and then we were poor, and I just wanted to make a point. Before I was able to eat breakfast, I had to make sure that our animals were fed. Before I could get on the school bus, I had to make sure I ate breakfast. And if I missed the school bus, I'd stay home and clean barns. And that was a priority on our farm. And it did me good in life. And I grew up in the 60s on that farm. And it made me a good person, I think. And a lot of
it taught you. It taught you life lessons, didn't it, Rich?
It did. It taught me priorities, life lessons, and what really matters. And
get your head squared away.
It did. And you know, I look at these children going to school without lunch, without breakfast. How much money does it cost for an egg and a pizza toast? You can buy a lot of eggs and toast for a pack of cigarettes or a bottle of beer. And I'm not saying a lot of these families are able to do that, but I think a lot more are doing it tonight than should be.
Now, it's again, it comes back to a topic we've been talking about all week, forgotten priorities. When forgotten priorities are your kids, something is really wrong. That's, I'm curious of something, Jeff, Jeff is next, by the way, Jeff from Bismarck in a moment, but I want to finish on this question, Rich. Did you know you were poor? You talked about, growing up really poor. Obviously, you look back now and say, boy, we didn't have much, and I had to do a lot to, do my share, but, were you unhappy? Were you thinking, gosh, poor me?
No, I knew I knew I was poor when I went to school and compared myself to other kids. But when I was at home, we raised turkeys. We had some free range turkeys. We had chickens. We had some pigs. We had milk cows. We had stock cows. We had a horse. We had the sheep. We had everything. We butchered our own meat on the farm, and we had what we needed. We didn't have a lot of extra, but we had what we needed to get by.
That's a great point. You had what you needed.
Yeah.
You know, all the extra stuff is what we get caught up in sometimes in this world.
And you're happy. I mean, now I think people think you need to have, a lot of money in the bank to be happy, right? Or, have the four-car garage or have all
the difference between need and want.
Yeah, is it ever. Rich, great, great story. Thanks for sharing with us. Neat to hear how you grew up in South Dakota. Jeff in Bismarck, you're next. 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, hey, just calling actually with the tractor truck out in the first division, and things are going great. Just was gonna, ask the driving public out there to, we're going about 6 to 8 miles an hour in my first crew here, and there's some.
Hey, you're speeding that, Jeff.
Well, yeah.
Jeff, it's only 7 miles an hour.
There's a speed limit of 7.
There's a speed limit of 7 with the division 1.
Yes, but it's just asking for a little patience from the drivers. I know people are in a hurry all the time nowadays, but the
past. Where are you out in the route, Jeff?
Excuse me?
Where are you out in the route right now?
We're just turning on to 93rd Street Southeast, and that's east of Lincoln, and we're heading currently going to be heading south down to 1804 to go to McLean Bottom for lunch.
And that's where we'll be at lunch for a little stop for everybody. Lunch at McLean Bottom. We'll see you there, Jeff, okay?
Yes. Hey, thanks a lot.
Yeah. Take care. Mary in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
I agree with you that about the common sense thing about coming from the farm and opposing town type things. My boys were raised in town, but they had a farming background. They went out to the farm with their dad and helped out there. And as they grew up, I could tell a difference between them and their city friends. And their city friends were smart, but when it came to common sense application things and knowing how to do something and learning just how to tackle something, you just did. I mean, you saw the difference all the time. So, yes, I agree that we need to have, I think that, what was her name? The lady you had on earlier, she said they should be in the tractor when they have to make those decisions. I couldn't have agreed with her more.
Christy Noem out of South Dakota.
You can tell she's from the ranch. By the way, I didn't ask her if she's going to run for that Senate seat down there, but I sure hope she is.
Is there a big difference, do you think, Mary, between having the common sense that you get from farming and ranching as opposed to maybe the smarts you have from a city? I put more value on the common sense, don't you?
Most definitely. Yeah, throughout my life, I've encountered those that, how would you say it, they're book smart but life dumb. And, and there are some people out there that are just, they're super intelligent, and everything that comes from a book, they grasp and they know how, but when it comes to something that most of us think somebody should be able to do, they can't do it because they just, they have no common sense when it comes to any of that stuff, you know. And it's funny because both my daughter-in-laws are city gals. And they're living on the farm or have more to do with the farm now. And I've, over the years, I've seen a change in them, which I didn't really think about until this morning, until you started asking that question. And I got to think,
well, I'm glad you joined. And she says I'm normal, too, which I love. Thank you, Mary. Chris in Detroit Lakes, when we come back. Don't go away. This is What's on Your Mind. Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Edgewood Vista will soon have 3 locations in Bismarck Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of McKenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I am Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Is Scott nuts? Is farm philosophy, farm and ranch sensibilities a little bit more valued than city sensibilities? Or am I nuts? Or am I normal? I think there's too much technology, and a lot of those laws for distracted driving are a waste. Go ahead and just enforce the laws that we have. Let's go back to the phones. Chris in Detroit Lakes, what's on your mind today?
Well, thanks, Steve. I think Scott's right on the mark today. I think the wisdom on growing up on a farm and ranch is far greater than growing up in the city. I think it'd be even a step further to take them out of school in the eighth grade, and they'd probably go a lot further too with the common sense.
You know, we're breaking ground here. We're breaking ground here because I actually think Scott's normal myself today.
I think growing up on a farm, you learn the difference between abundance and decadence. And I think that's a really good, valuable lesson.
You want to pull them out of school at eighth grade. What do you describe that worldview? What would happen if we followed your philosophy and said, okay, after the eighth grade, you're gonna learn at home here. You're gonna learn on the farm.
Well, I look at my father, Scott. He's 86 years old, and my father-in-law too. And neither one of them got through the eighth grade. And I look at the wisdom and how they've done in life and the compassion they had for their neighbors and stuff. I think, you know what? They learned what they needed to learn. And anything beyond that seems to be where the problem lies today. Everybody gets that education, and everything goes to the dog, so to speak.
Yeah, think of the metal, you know, that you acquire, the thick skin that you acquire, that just the good old-fashioned common sense really makes a lot of sense. Appreciate your call so much, Chris. Glad you're listening out in Lakes Country, Minnesota. We're broadcasting to the Northern Plains today, 550 K-Fire and AM 1100 The Flag, 910 KCJB in Minot, out in the Bakken, KLTC Dickinson, KTGO up in Tioga. So wherever you're listening, we appreciate you. And we'll take your calls, questions, comments at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. Chris in Detroit Lakes, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. We're going to talk with a teacher from Stanley at the bottom of the hour that called us very concerned about Common Core. We've heard from a lot of folks on that. You know, some of the school officials are not too concerned, but folks are. And in this case, is a teacher from Stanley saying, I'm a teacher and I don't like it. So we'll find out what...
We'll ask the question, Chris's contention, is there more to an education? I don't know about pulling kids out of school at eighth grade, but maybe there's something about sending kids to a more of a rural setting for a year of school. Kind of you do an exchange program. Would it help kids today, getting that other side, you know, a small school like a Stanley or a Tioga or a Lincoln or, you know, that smaller school setting, getting the kids out of the city and getting them onto the practical side? I think you pick up that common sense at a very quick pace.
Let us know what's on your mind today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. By the way, story we talked about for a good chunk of the week had to do with death of a young child left alone in a car for 4 hours. We know a little bit more about that story now today. And evidently there is a petition for the parents to have to go through some things before they get these kids back. Because, as you know, we talked about this, rest of the kids were gone. Some folks were upset about that on the program. All we really knew was that the home's condition was not all that good. Now we know there's a little additional information. The father was evidently napping. The mother called twice to say, are the kids okay? He said yes. But earlier it was thought that he was maybe distracted watching the other kids, because remember there were five kids in the home under 7 years of age. Well, now we know he was napping and the home was filthy and without a working toilet. And the mother called to say, are the kids okay? And they said, and he evidently said yes. But Clay County officials won't be asking a judge to terminate the parental rights for the couple whose 5-month-old girl died after she was forgotten in the family van for about 4 hours. But evidently what will happen is that because of the conditions, they will request a temporary foster care until the parents complete a plan to address the safety and well-being of their children.
So. Well, here's a good question. Should people be forced to go through some sort of training before they can parent? Parenting classes.
I think you've obviously revealed yourself as someone that's grown up in the city. You're in the nuts category. That's nuts.
Well, you know what?
You're saying did your grandparents or my grandparents or our great-grandparents have parental classes? How they do?
Well,
much
bigger raised,
families.
I was raised by my grandparents, and if I didn't I didn't have to worry about those issues growing up, let's just say it. If you got out of line, you got your butt smacked. It's a different world today than what it was in that generation. You know, I grew up a child of the greatest generation, the World War II generation, being raised by my grandparents. You know, the sensibility that comes into that, because there's that old school sensibility in raising kids, it does make a big difference. And it goes back to the farm culture and the ranch culture that we have, especially out in the western and central part of North Dakota. Let's go to John in Minot. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm just
just driving down the highway here. I'm from out of state, enjoying the conversation. But I think what, you know, you're bringing it back to the farm, and I'd like to bring it back to the Bible. Because the Bible says, you know, beware of relying on your own understanding. And I know I have a brother who's a lawyer down in Nebraska, and he's just so smart that he just, you know, kind of knows about every little thing, and he studies everything, and he knows what, well, basically what literature tells you. But there's more to it than that. I learned early on when I was a salesman, they sent me to New York, that you can do everything right and lose the sale, and sometimes you can do everything wrong and get the sale. And, you know, I just think that you got to rely more on God, on the Lord, and on having a relationship and submitting yourself to the Lord's wisdom.
Sounds to me like you have some of that farm and ranch common sense to me, Sean.
You know, it's funny. I grew up in
We lost you, John. It sounded like maybe a tough cell connection wherever you were driving, but sounds like he grew up near Chicago. But he's one of the rare ones. He's our anecdote for today. Let's go to Janet and Minot.
It goes back further. When you go to that other those previous generations, I think a lot of those sensibilities, city or not, were similar to the farm and ranch sensibilities that we have today. And you got to go back to old school.
By the way, I can't miss the little shot at the lawyers there. What is it with lawyers that just think they just know, right? They've got they just know. Yeah, I hear you. Anyway, okay, Janet Minot, you're next on what's on your mind. Go ahead, Janet.
Hi. I just wanted to know if somehow you could talk to somebody in Saskatchewan, because they have such good rules on cell phones and those twittering things. And if you're caught doing either one, there's a terrific fine. And there's no problem. Our son has no problem with it. They just, that's the way it is over there. And I think
here's the
Tweety thingies.
Here's one thing I don't understand. With all the ability to be distracted in the vehicle, all right, from bells and whistles and GPS and phones and texting, and the amount of phones there are today versus 10 years ago, 20 years ago, you'd think that accidents would spike. I think most people know whether you're distracted with a radio or combing your hair, distracted driving is bad, and they don't do it. But
or eating a burger.
I don't know what they do in Saskatchewan. We'll try and find out. If somebody knows, give us a call. Thanks, Janet. We appreciate it. This is What's on Your Mind. We're talking with that teacher in Stanley about Common Core standards next. Don't go away.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinnon. We're live from Tractor Trek today, the 12th annual K-Fire 550 Tractor Trek down at Buckstop Junction in Bismarck, which is a neat historic pioneer village, I guess, a little like Bonanzaville on the east, I guess is how you described it, Steve.
That's the easiest way to describe it for those that don't know, but a lot of people, because of the Red River Valley Fair, have been to Bonanzaville in West Fargo. That's what Buckstop Junction is, and they're building a great, actually, the grounds are bigger, and we're working on a even bigger than than Bonanzaville. This is, they do a really good job here with the Historical Society.
And there's Tractor Trekkies that are out there, and they're Massey Harrises, and they're McCormicks, and they're John Deeres, and they're Fordsons, and they're Alice Chalmers, and there's, you know, Farmalls and a few Cases, and, I saw Moline or two.
Minneapolis Molines. I love those. I really got into those. Olivers are great.
Here's a Cockshut. C-O-C-K-S-H-U-T-T.
Shoot.
Cockshut. Have you heard of it? Have you heard of that brand before?
I just did.
Oh, Oliver, I have not heard of that.
Be careful when you pronounce that.
Yeah, exactly. An M.M., a Alice, a Co-op. Anyway, I'm looking through all of them. Even a couple of Fords. So, anyway, they're all out. Not all, but the majority of them have hit the road now. Anywhere from 7 to 14 miles an hour. They're going to stop for lunch down at McLean Bottom and then come back here about 3:30.
And those that are in the Bismarck area, once again, that route is going down 93rd Street, which is Peterson Road, to the east of Lincoln, which is just south east of Bismarck. So, and then back up 1804. So, give them a little extra room today when you're driving around.
Let's get John in North Dakota, and then we have a guest, a teacher from Stanley, going to talk about some concerns over Common Core. John, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Tell us.
Yeah, well, I was just listening to, I don't know what his name was, but he was talking about growing up on a farm and, you know, having breakfast and stuff like that. And, you know, whether you considered yourself poor or not. And the mindset was different then. You know, I don't know if we were what you would consider poor or rich. I know there was people that had more than we did, but I also know there was people that had less than we did. But one thing I remember about that, there was a family in our town, and the mother and father didn't have, you know, real great jobs or anything like that. And they did spend a lot of money drinking it up. But those kids always had food. They always had breakfast. They always had food. They had clothes. They went to school and it went ripped up, and their house was clean. And it's because back then you didn't expect someone else to take care of your children. It was called responsibility. And today, one of the worst things I see about all these government programs, it allows people to stay in a perpetual state of adolescence.
Interesting comments. Appreciate it very much, John. Thank you.
That goes back to yesterday when I was saying, you know your responsibility. What can you handle for responsibility and stop there? You know, if you can handle two children, have two children. If you can handle seven children, handle seven children.
Children learn, live what they learn, too, is what I think his point was. Interesting comments. John, appreciate it. We have a guest waiting, so we're going to jump. Otherwise, we'd probably go a bunch of different directions with your comments, but appreciate you letting us know what's on your mind. Justin LaBarre is a fourth-grade teacher at Stanley, North Dakota, joins us to talk about Common Core education standards. Justin had heard our program talking about Common Core one day, and as a teacher called and shared some comments that concern him, so we said, hey, we'd love to have you on. Justin, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it very much.
You bet. Tell us what worries you most about changes being proposed along the line of Common Core education standards.
You know, I guess I first want to say that in anything that I say today is a personal reflection. It's nothing that comes from the school that I work for, or the district, or any of the other teachers. But I guess I could start it off by saying it this way. When I was finishing up my education in college, I'm actually going into my second year in the classroom, I had heard about Common Core, didn't know a lot about it, didn't really check into it, but I had this feeling in my gut that something just wasn't right and it was kind of out of order. I went to a teacher friend of mine this last year and asked what they thought about it, and they said, you know, I think it's just things we're doing already. I don't think it's going to be an issue. Then we had an in-service, and the lady who was presenting in the in-service made a statement that raised red flags for me right away. At one point in the in-service, she said, the problem with North Dakota and Common Core is local control, local control, local control. And right there, I had a problem that was confirming some of the issues that I had suspected. We had another training on Common Core in which another statement was made that going forward, the changes that we have, there's going to have to be a lot more training. It's going to be a difficult transition. And there was a statement made that where we were told that instead of assigning 30 problems, you may only have time now to assign 5 and to focus on those areas. And that same teacher that I mentioned earlier came to me privately and said, you know, I think I'm starting to come your way on what this could mean for us. I really think it's going to end up being a top-down style of education. I'm concerned about the centralization of power. Now, I do want to say as well that the states chose to adopt Common Core standards. Currently, about, I think, 45 of the 50 states have agreed to implement Common Core standards. But the trouble with that is now you have this one-size-fits-all approach to education. We are going to succeed together or we're going to fail together. The results are unknown. When this was introduced in 2009, there was actually a luncheon with the president that some governors had. And after 2009, where the money was put into the stimulus bill to give towards Race to the Top funds for states who would participate, some governors were told at a luncheon by the president that if you want to receive Title I funds, you need to adopt Common Core standards. So I'm very concerned not only about the centralization that we're choosing as states to enter into, but the carrot and the stick method that the federal government is using to get us on board. And what is it going to mean for our students going forward? I just am a firm believer in local control of education. Oddly enough, now I know we're going to differ on this, Scott, but I was actually a Measure 2 supporter. And I was a Measure 2 supporter because I believed that Measure 2 would have preserved what we had left of local control in the state. But it went down in flames, of course, and understandably so. People had concerns. But what was their concern? Their concern was local control. And there was an uproar, an uprising about that issue. Well, now here we have Common Core coming to North Dakota, and there's no word from, I shouldn't say no word, but very little word from people about what is this going to do for our local control of education. And I just firmly believe that most parents don't know what Common Core is, and what the ramifications could be going forward for the schools and their students. I believe education is best suited closest to home, that parents need control over what is being taught to their children. The people who support Common Core will say, well, this is standards, it's not curriculum, and certainly there's a difference. But even the North Dakota Department of Instruction website itself says that it is likely to represent a change in curriculum and instruction. Because the fact is that standards drive curriculum. You can can try to separate the two, but you can't. And I can tell you, in that last training meeting we had in school, we were already discussing changes to textbooks that would be Common Core ready. So this is going to be a lot of money in new training for teachers and administration, it's going to be a lot of money in terms of new textbooks, and it's going to be a lot of money in terms of the technology that's going to be needed to administer the Common Core assessment that we have going forward. And for those who are in private schools and homeschooling, if they think they're not going to be affected, they're probably going to be mistaken as well. Because the SATs, the ACTs that are required to go to college, those will all be changed to reflect what's going to be taught with Common Core. So if you have a private school or a homeschool situation and you're not teaching Common Core, your students may have a problem when it comes time to go to college.
Justin, Steve Bakken here, and I did not support Measure 2 when it went around this first time. If it comes back again, I probably will be a supporter of it because I don't like what happened in this legislative session. Do you feel that the Common Core standards are, and I'm a big believer that we have a dumbing down of our kids. There's a dumbing down in society that is taking place right now. Do you think that these Common Core standards propagate that as an educator?
You know, I think there's an argument for that, certainly. There are some of the standards that will shift. For example, I think one of them is geometry. Instead of being taught in the eighth grade, will be taught in the ninth grade. Some of the math standards for fourth graders will now be shifted to fifth grade. So I think that argument that's there, that there's a dumbing down, may be a valid one. Now, I say that having not gone through the standards with a fine-tooth comb myself, I'll admittedly say that I've come to this late in the game, and ashamedly so. I should have been more aware sooner. And I don't even know that we can stop the tidal wave that is Common Core at this point. We agreed, and as North Dakota as a state agreed in 2011 to adopt the standard. They'll be fully implemented according to schedule by next month, and then by 2015 the new state assessment systems will be administered. So, you know, we've got to do something. Parents need to wake up, and citizens need to wake up and take a look at it. I'm not telling
you. Yeah, that's the one thing about local control. I mean, the more control you have at the local level means more involvement at the local level. And, you know, I mean, ultimately, I think that was why, you know, the arguments, you know, against Measure 2 were, hey, this should be decided at the local level. Well, guess what? How many school board meetings are darn near empty other than the people that have to be there? You know, so
exactly.
I think it does require you engaging on what's happening. I think parents knowing what their kids are being taught and, you know, citizens, you know, being involved is very important. Hopefully today you making a pretty impassioned case against this will wake people up to pay closer attention. I'm curious how many of your fellow teachers feel the way you do about this.
Well, I can tell you I've spoken with a couple that feel similar. Unfortunately, in education, when you feel the way you do about some of these issues that tie in politically, some teachers are afraid to speak out and to say anything. I had a conversation with one teacher, and actually I won't share their name, but I had a conversation with them at one point, and at the end of the conversation, they said to me, I am so grateful to be able to talk to somebody about these types of issues because I'm scared to talk to anybody else about them in the district for fear of how I'm going to be viewed. So I don't know that that's a mentality that is deserving or one that we just conjure up in our mind, but I don't think that I'm alone. But at the same time, teachers need to do something more as well to step up and say, hey, we need to do something about this. Maybe we need to take a different approach because
good
the results
you.
Are unknown. The results are unknown of what this is going to do.
Thanks for your convictions. We appreciate that. And you know, nobody should ever be faulted for their convictions.
Fourth grade teacher in Stanley, North Dakota, Justin LaVar, our guest on the program, What's On Your Mind? Some calls waiting to weigh in. Sean and Bismarck, Sue and Minot, when we come back on What's On Your Mind. Don't touch.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3 year bumper to bumper warranty, and 5 year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at SchwannCadillac.com. We are professional grade.
I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, you can kill skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. That's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee that smell ever comes back. Call us up or refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code Scott, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com, 100% money-back guarantee. You can't beat it, and it's North Dakota made.
We can buy GMOs stressed out about money and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best durable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What's on your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennen. This is What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Let's get back to the phone calls. And Sean in Bismarck, what is on your mind today?
Hey, Sean, are you
Sean,
there?
Sean, are you there?
Let's maybe Sean stepped away. Let's put
him
on
back
hold.
On hold, and we'll go to Sue in Minot.
Hello.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
Hi. Well, I'm kind of curious about one point not connected to my call. I wonder how many teachers in the various different levels in the big towns, the small towns, both, are concerned about the Common Core, but afraid to speak out because they have to have that job to continue to support their family. And once they lose it because they've made a fuss, they won't be able to get employment as a teacher again.
I wonder the same
thing. Valid point.
Yeah, no, that's why I asked him about how many others are talking about it, and he made it sound like, you know, he made it clear that folks were afraid to speak out about it and seeing it as a bit risky. So I'm with you.
The biggest danger I see is the fact that people are afraid to speak out on something. I'll never fault anybody for their convictions. You know what? I may agree or disagree with you, but you know what? You have the right to speak out, and if you disagree with the policy, good for you. You know, it means you're putting thought and you care. And you had another call, though.
When you have to support your family and fear of not getting another job that you're trained for, that's a powerful motivator to maintain silence. Oh. So I just wondered. But at any rate, the reason that I called, I'm actually the best of both worlds in your common sense thing. We did not live on a farm, but my dad was a farmer. And he drove a long ways both to and from the farm to maintain his work. We went through many years where there was drought, took the crop. Grasshoppers took the crop. Hail took the crop. Things like that. That's nature. You can't control it. You don't have the income. My mom was a teacher. And things were different in those days. You were expected to stay home and raise your family when they were young. So money was tight, but we never knew it. We never knew it. We had friends and family that had dairy farms. We grew up always being able to access the meat, the eggs, the chickens. We got to feed the cows, the calves, all of these things. We had that experience. We never had these convenience foods. Now, in those days, you didn't have as many as they do now, and a microwave was unheard of. But we had our meals with the typical meat and gravy and potatoes thing. There was always food ready for us when we came home after school. It was a different world, and we didn't have money to do a lot of things. But as children, we got to go to camps. We had to help raise the money by, you know, the bake sales and things like that. But we got to go to camps. We had wonderful experiences as children, and we never knew we were poor.
Sue, it was a different era, a different sensibility, and I thank you for your calls comment.
You know what else? That's character. What she just described is called character building, and it's you're right, Steve. It's a different era.
You did what you had to do to get by.
I'd argue a better era. Sean, Sue, thanks for the call. We're going to go to Sean and Bismarck so we can keep get all these calls in before the end of the hour here. Hello, Sean. You're next. What's on your mind?
Hey guys, say I'm not condoning what the father did with leaving his child in the back seat, but do want to share a story on my part. My father, back in the 60s, he was a child of seven in his family, and his father wasn't the greatest father in the world, but, I mean, he would go to the bar at times and in the middle of winter and leave the kids in the back seat of the car while he was in the bar. Yes, it's unfortunate and stuff like that. The kids did look after each other and did make the better of it. Nobody got hurt, thank God. But the thing I want to bring up is yesterday you guys had touched on a little bit how this is an epidemic that's kind of started in the last few years. Well, in my opinion, it hasn't just been the last few years. It's been around for ages and ages and ages. And that's the thing.
It's been reported more.
You know, you have careless parents, and in the past it was just looked over, and now it's really brought to the forefront of everybody's ideas. And it's great that it's being brought forward now to try and stop more of it. But back in the past, everybody looked past on it, and that's what's kind of sad, is back then it was looked over.
Appreciate the call, and you know, maybe we just know about it more now. And like you say, it has happened. I do think it's you know, you look at the 90s, there's 5-6 of these a year now, on average 38 a year. I think it is happening more. It's still rare, thankfully. Appreciate the call, Becky Bismarck. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Becky.
Hi, I'm calling about the Common Core issue, and I think Justin's comments were very enlightening. I am a public school parent here in Bismarck. And I found out about a Common Core a couple months ago, and it's sickening. It just makes my heart hurt.
Does it scare you?
It scares me as a parent. I knew nothing about it, and the more parents that I have talked to know nothing about it. I have done a lot of research, and it's scary what is coming down the pipe for our kids. In April, we started already seeing Common Core worksheets for our kids in the Bismarck Public Schools, and the math that they are doing is dumbing down our kids.
Oh, have you talked to school board members about this or the teachers?
I have not, because of some other issues. There's some fear issues, and so I have not. But the parents that I've talked to, they have not heard of it. I have encouraged them to research the Common Core, as well as to contact their legislators, because I feel that
great suggestion. Great suggestion, Becky. Research it.
We'll have to have Kirsten Baszler on next week and discuss this further.
She's been on already on it. But yeah, maybe have her back. Absolutely. Yeah, and others as well. We'll follow it because we're concerned, too. If you're concerned, we're concerned. Right, Steve?
Broadcasting from Tractor Trek, it is What's On Your Mind, the 12th annual with KFIRE 550's Tractor Trek.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's Health and Fitness Club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I'm Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference.
2 days only.
Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.